From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. It's been a rough few months for Charles Rangel, the Democratic congressman from New York's 15th district. Earlier this year, Rangel came under fire for using rent-controlled property for his campaign. Now he's under scrutiny again for allegedly failing to pay taxes on a beach house in the Dominican Republic. Republican leaders are asking him to step down as head of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. Coming up, we'll talk to one of those Republican critics, plus Congressman Rangel's attorney. First, we'll get the scope of the story from Devlin Barrett, who's been covering the Rangel for the Associated Press. Hey, Devlin.
Hi, Farai. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, let's talk a little bit about Charlie Rangel. He's an icon. He's got this gravelly voice, this slicked back hair, dapper dresser. And with his reputation as a deal maker, he's held on to his seat for 19 terms. So what are the most important parts of this multifaceted story?
Well, there's a lot of issues that have been brought up related to the chairman. But the one that seems to have the most teeth is really this issue of his taxes, and specifically his ownership of a beach house in the Dominican Republic where he didn't report rental income for about two decades. And he owes taxes on that. And for most people, that's a problem. If you're the chairman of the committee that writes the tax laws, that's arguably a big problem.
So what is he risking if critics continue to push for him to leave this powerful committee post that he holds?
Well, there are a few positions in the House, certainly, that are more important than the one he has. And at this point, the Democrats seem to be standing by him. Were he to lose that, though, you lose a great deal of influence over tax policy. And one of the odd little inner workings of Washington is that a lot of what really affects economic policy right now goes on in tax policy as opposed to elsewhere.
Now, there's been no official finding of wrongdoing for Representative Rangel so far, but we're really still in the middle of this. What can we expect if there is wrongdoing that's really, you know, set out by the Ethics Committee in a firm way, saying, you know, yeah, he did break some laws?
Well, the Ethics Committee has a whole range of options, but that's, you know, in terms of getting to the punishment, I think, you know, part of what the Ethics Committee is going to have to figure out is exactly what happened and why. So, you know, the Ethics Committee could, you know, publicly chastise him, could criticize him. You know, there's already been an attempt by Republicans to have a vote for censure of him. That failed. So that's first they have to figure out what exactly the facts are. And that's still a bit murky.
What are you looking into in terms of the facts of his accounting? What's intriguing you right now as a reporter?
Well, a lot of what he seems to be saying is that he just wasn't paying attention to his own personal finances, various parts of his own personal finances. That may be completely true, but, you know, certainly his critics see something more intentional in what he was doing. And it's hard to understand exactly how someone who writes the tax laws didn't think he had to report rental income. I mean, that's really sort of the head scratcher in all this. And I think a big part of what the Ethics Committee will try and figure out is what was the intent here.
Well, Devlin, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Devlin Barrett, reporter for the Associated Press.